Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The lesson today from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Did you go to the play this weekend? Did you attend the international panel last night? How about that book signing in the library last week by one of our graduates? Or the art lecture last Thursday? We're surrounded by activities and information. Sometimes we become overwhelmed and can't keep track of everything. We get distracted by all that's going on, and sometimes we miss things, something that we might even think is important, we really wanted to go to. Sometimes we need to reassess our priorities and make sure we're concerned about and don't miss the important things. There is one event we will all attend, no exceptions. It's something we need to be ready for, but it's something that we as Christians are ready for. Of course, that's Judgment Day. Our text that speaks about Judgment Day is from the book of 2 Thessalonians. Thessalonica is a large city in Greece. Some of our students have studied there in recent years. 2,000 years ago, St. Paul preached about Jesus as the Savior of the world in that city. That Jesus is the Savior who takes away the sin of all people and will come again to gather us to heaven. Paul's preaching had quite an impact. Some of the people became so concerned about Judgment Day and Jesus' return that they started to neglect their jobs and just sat around waiting for Jesus to return. One of my seminary professors might have described them this way. They were so heavenly minded that they were no earthly good. Some of them started to wonder if they had missed Jesus' return and how frightening that would be. We wouldn't know what to do. We wouldn't know what would happen to us. And so Paul writes this second letter to them to reassure them they had not missed Jesus' return. They should still be prepared for his coming, and in the meantime, go about their daily duties and fulfill the vocation that God had given them, as we heard so beautifully described in the Reformation lectures a couple weeks ago. The text says, "Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering to him, we ask that you not be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either in spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come." You're here in chapel today. That's good. Why are you here? To see your friends? That's a good thing. To take a breather from classes and from your studies? That's good too. Did you come remembering that the Holy God speaks to us in his word here? Did you come hoping to hear some comforting and encouraging words from Scripture? That's really why we gather here. To have God remind us of how we fail him every day and how he proclaims to us his forgiveness and promise of eternal life through Christ. It's easy to become distracted, discouraged, overwhelmed, sometimes even to think that God really doesn't matter. That temptation seems to be taking over our world more and more, and it's easy for us to give in to that temptation too. But we must remember, God does not change. He is the same. He is always here with his law pointing out what we should do and shouldn't do, and with his gospel pointing to the forgiveness that he purchased for us through Jesus' death on the cross. We don't have to be discouraged. We don't have to worry. In God's eyes, in God's heart, we are forgiven. We are never forgotten. never forsaken, never left behind. There is a teaching in some churches that before Judgment Day, Jesus will gather the believers to heaven and leave the unbelievers on earth for a while, in a time of great tribulation. But Jesus says he will come quickly and unannounced on Judgment Day. Everyone then will stand before him to be judged. And so we always need to be ready for that judgment and for his return. St. Paul in our text urges us not to be shaken or troubled. Christ will return at the right time, and with faith that his death covers all our sins, we are prepared to meet him. We can look forward to that day with joy and hope and eager expectation. We can even long for it and pray for it. And when we pray, the Lord's Prayer, for example, deliver us from evil, we need to be ready to leave this evil world. And when we pray, forgive us our trespasses, we are prepared for the world to come. Paul says Jesus will return and gather us together to himself. Many saints have gone before us, loved ones, relatives, friends. Some of them lived long, full lives. Some of them were taken at a young age. We don't know the times and the seasons that God has planned. We should live every day as though it were our last, and in the meantime, busy ourselves with the tasks the Lord has given us: learning, studying, working, praying, worshiping, enjoying good activities with our families and friends. When your friends and your neighbors see you as a diligent worker, a caring friend, a loving son or daughter, they see God at work in your life. When they see you acknowledging your faults and being kind and patient with others, they see Jesus and his forgiveness at work in your life. When they see you with a sure and certain hope of heaven and longing to be with God, they see Jesus. So now, being prepared for Jesus' return, look forward to it with eager expectation, for Jesus encourages us, "Look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near." Lord Jesus, come quickly. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.